I stared at her for a second, still half-dazed from the pain, and once again deeply, sincerely, and wisely frightened.
This is another point of contention between you and Titania.
When one court moves, the other perforce moves with it,
Mab said. I croaked.
Titania wants Marcone dead?
Put simply,
she replied.
And her emissary will continue to seek your death. Only by finding and saving the Baron's life will you preserve your own.
She paused.
Unless.
Unless?
Unless you should agree to take up the mantle of the Winter Knight,
Mab said, smiling.
I should be forced to choose another emissary if you did, and your involvement in this matter could end.
Her eyelids lowered, sleepily sensual, and her surrogate voice turned liquid, heady, an audible caress.
As my knight, you would know power and pleasure that few mortals have tasted.
The Winter Knight, the mortal champion of the Winter Court. The previous guy who had that job was, when last I knew, still crucified upon a frozen tree within bonds of ice, tortured to the point of death, and then made whole only to begin the process again. He'd lost his sanity somewhere in one of the cycles. He wasn't a real nice guy when I knew him, but no human being should have to suffer like that.
No, I said. I don't want to end up like Lloyd Slate.
He suffers for your decision,
she said.
He remains alive until you take up the mantle. Accept my offer, wizard child. Give him release. Preserve your life. Taste of power like none you have known.
Her eyes seemed to grow larger, becoming almost luminous, and her not voice was a narcotic, a promise.
There is much I can teach you.
A decent person would have rejected her offer out of hand. I'm not always one of those. I could offer you some excuses, if you like. I could tell you that I was an orphan by the time I was 6. I could tell you that the foster father who eventually raised me subjected me to more forms of psychological and physical abuse than you could shake a stick at. I could tell you that I've been held in unjust suspicion for my entire adult life by the White Council, whose principles and ideals I've done my best to uphold. Or maybe I could say that I'd seen too many good people get hurt, or that I'd looked upon a lot of nasty things with my indelible wizard's sight. I could tell you that I'd been caught and abused by the creatures of the night myself, and that I'd never really gotten over it. I could tell you that I hadn't gotten laid in a really long time. And all of those things would be true. But the fact of the matter is that there's simply a part of me that isn't so nice. There's a part of me that gets off on laying waste to my enemies with my power, that gets tired of taking undeserved abuse. There's this little voice inside my head that sometimes wants to throw the rules away, stop trying to be responsible, and just take what I want. And for a minute, I wondered what it might be like to accept Mab's offer. Life among the Shi would be intense, in every sense a mortal could imagine. What would it be like to live in a house? Hell, probably a big house, if not a freaking castle. Money. Hot showers every day, every meal a feast. I'd be able to afford whatever clothes I wanted, whatever cars I wanted. Maybe I could do some traveling, see places I'd always wanted to see. Hawaii, Italy, Australia. I could learn to sail like I always wanted. Women. Oh, yeah. Hot and cold running girls. Inhumanly beautiful, sensuous creatures like the one before me. The Winter Knight had status and power, and those are even more of an aphrodisiac to the Fae than they are to us mortals. I could have almost anything. All it would cost me was my soul.